We'll begin on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. In the middle of the thin lines, it's four lines after the Gemara starts. The first word on the line is Tnan. Okay, it's about 60% down the narrow lines. See, the first word on the line is Tnan. Tnan, first one on the line. All right. Okay. So I just want to recap again the preface that we gave the other night. We have in our Mishnah two opinions regarding the question of if a person says Kriya Shema inaudibly, he can't hear it. So we had two opinions in the Mishnah. One said you are not Yotzer, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The other opinion is that of Rabbi Yehuda, he says that you are Yotzer. Now, as we mentioned, again I'm going to preface this very briefly in order to keep the Gemara a clear perspective on what could otherwise be a confusing Gemara. But if we keep this perspective, we should be able to move through it smoothly. Really, there are three possibilities as to what the halacha should be. If I ask you, what happens if a person said Kriya Shema inaudibly? What are the possibilities, meaning not what's the answer, but what are the possibilities? There are three possibilities. You're not Yoitze? Or start the other way around. You can do it lechatchila. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two is, well, you shouldn't do it lechatchila, but b'di eved you're Yoitze. Possibility number three is that b'di eved you're not Yoitze. There are three possibilities to this question. Now, we know that Rabbi Yossi holds that you're not Yoitze. Rabbi Yehuda, we are not sure which of the... All he says is that you're Yoitze. But we're not sure which of these blanks he's filling. We have two blanks that he might fill. Either he means that it's fine to do it in the first place, or he means no. In the first place, you should say it loud enough to hear, but if you did not, you're Yoitze. So we don't know which of the two blanks Rabbi Yehuda is filling. That's going to be... What's that? We paskin l'maisa that, you know, I don't want to give the answer away. We're going to go through the Gemara. We're going to sweat before we get to the answer. Okay? Now, so we're not sure which of those two blanks he fills. That's number one. That's one puzzle we're going to be dealing with in the Gemara. And puzzle number two we're going to deal with in the Gemara, as we will see, is that... Lamaisa, as we said, there are three blanks. But we have only two opinions, which means, ostensibly, that we can only have two of the three blanks that are actually held by somebody. But we'll see as we go along. So now, what the Gemara is going to do now is there are all kinds of Mishnayos around Shas, Mishnayos and Brises, that give different indications as to whether or not you have to hear something that you say. Most of these Mishnayos and Braises were stated anonymously, and this Mishnah, which has two clear opinions on the matter, will provide us with an opportunity to start matching names to the different Mishnayos. Okay. So having said that, we're going to move into the Gemara. Tanan Hasam, it states elsewhere. This is the Mishnah in Trumas. Cheresh hamedaber ve'enoy shemea. You have a deaf person who can speak, but he cannot hear. Lo yitroy. He should not separate Truma. Why? Because separating Truma involves a bracha. There's a bracha that you say before doing it. And this fellow cannot hear the bracha. Okay. So therefore, it's not ideal for him to do this. V'im Torah, but if he did do it, Truma Soy Truma, the Truma counts. Aha. Okay, so here we have a Mishnah saying what? That L'chatchila you should hear what you say, But to the Eved, it's okay if you didn't. Now, Man Tana, who is this Tana who holds that Cheresh Hamedaber Veinu Shomea? If you have a deaf person who can speak but not hear, the Eved in Lechatchila Loy, it's okay with the Eved, but it should not be done in the first place. So, whose opinion is that? Meaning, how do we match that up with our Mishnah? We have the Mishnah that says, Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotze, if you didn't hear, right? Rabbi Yehuda says you are Yotze. Now, at first glance, we would think that what? Yeah, who says that? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't have to hear, you're still Yotze. Right? So at first glance, you're right. At first glance, this would seem to be following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But, if we're going to say that too quickly, we are committing Rabbi Yehuda. Like we said, Rabbi Yehuda was ambiguous. He said you're Yotze. He didn't say whether that's Lechatchilo B'dieved. If we're going to be too quick to attribute this Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda, we're locking Rabbi Yehuda into the opinion that you cannot do it Lechatchilo, only B'dieved. And therefore, we're a bit hesitant to do that. We're not sure if we want to commit him to that opinion. Maybe he holds he can do it in the first place, which would mean that he disagrees with this Mishnah. He'll say, he's an advocate of deaf rights. Sure, that person can do Truma like everybody else. So therefore, we're not sure. No, but he wouldn't say you shouldn't do it in the first place. This Mishnah said, you shouldn't do it in the first place, but if you did, you're Yotze. Right? This Mishnah is making it very clear. So we're not sure. Is that Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is saying you can actually do it in the first place. We're not sure if this Mishnah represents Rabbi Yehuda, but it also doesn't seem to represent Rabbi Yaisi, because Rabbi Yaisi says you're not Yotze, even with the Eved. But yet, the Gemara says, Omar Abchista, Abchista says, Rabbi Yaisi. It is Rabbi Yaisi. It's not. And yes, we match it up to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, HaKoyresh Shema V'lo Yishmia Li'oznoi. If a person said Shema without hearing it, Yotza, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says he's Yotza. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Lo Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotza. Now, how does that match up with the Mishnah that says that if a deaf man did Truma with the evidence, it's okay? So, we know that the Gemara can do anything. Let's see. So, at kan leko omer Rabbi Yossi lo yotza. When did Rabbi Yossi say you're not yotza? Regarding what? Elo gabe kriyashma. He said that regarding kriyashma. De oraisa. Kriyashma is de oraisa. There he says that you're not yotza if you didn't hear it. Aval truma, when it comes to truma, what's the issue? What didn't he hear? Mishum brachahu. The bracha is the issue, right? It's not the truma itself, he's just like anybody else. He just can't hear the bracha. Now, bracha derabanan. The bracha of truma is only derabanan. V'loi bebracha talya milsa. The bracha is not the essential point here. So therefore, it could be that it's Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi said, and when you have to say something midaraisa, you're not yotze if you don't hear it. But a few derabanan, a bracha, better to hear it. You should hear it in the first place. But if you didn't, it's okay. Oh, okay.
That's like a deraisa question. We're saying the parish can't do it. I'm very confused.
Okay. So let's sort things out. You're asking an educated question. Let's sort this out. There's no question that the truma is okay. No question that the truma is okay. Yet we're saying you shouldn't do it lechatchila, not because it's not ideal for him just to be separating truma, but because he's missing the bracha. Now even if he does miss the bracha, because he can't hear the bracha he's saying. That's right. He does. If he misses the bracha, even in the worst case, if you skip the bracha and you separated truma,
it's still truma.
That's right. The bracha is not ma'akiv. So therefore, even though this is being discussed in the context of Truma, which is certainly a mitzvah d'oraisa, the subject is really the bracha. And the bracha is purely derabanan. And therefore, yes, even though Rabbi Yehuda says that with Kriya Shema you're not yotze at all, since the bracha is only derabanan, he might say it's okay with the evidence. Right. Rabbi Yossi. What's that? I'm sorry. Oh, so Rabbi Yossi is saying that no, generally the rule is, at least with regard to Dara'isis, when you have to say something, that means you have to hear it. Yeah. Now in Dara'banans, he says, it's also a chiyuv to say something. It certainly follows the same general lines as Dara'isis. You should hear it, but b'di'evit, if you didn't, you're Yossi. But you should hear it. You should hear it. But Rabbi Yehuda, the reason we don't want to attribute this to Rabbi Yehuda is because we're thinking that Rabbi Yehuda might say that you can do it in the first place. Meaning, he certainly agrees that you're yotzer. But the question is, this Mishnah didn't just say yotzer. This Mishnah said, well, don't do it that way, but if you did, you're yotzer. He might disagree with the first clause. He might say, why not do it that way in the first place? Go right ahead. It's fine. With the Yevet, it's okay. Right. Well, we don't know if he holds that. Meaning, we don't. The question here is, if we're going to say that this Truma, Mishnah in Truma, represents Rabbi Yehuda, we are deciding that Rabbi Yehuda indeed holds that it's only okay with the Yevet, it's not okay with Chatchila. We're hesitant to do that. We're not sure. As far as this Mishnah goes, our Mishnah of Kriya Shema, Rabbi Yehuda, for all we know, might hold that it's fine to do it in the first place. So therefore, the Gemara is hesitant to say that, yeah, we see there a Mishnah that says that it's not l'chatchila. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Maybe that's Rabbi Yaisi, and he's more lenient by a derabbanan.
Why doesn't this Mishnah that we're quoting say something like, Kisha Tore and Bo Yivare, and Bo Yivare, to Masatri?
No, we wouldn't say. We don't want to say it that way. Right, we're saying Lo Yitroim because we don't want you to skip the bracha. The only reason Lo Yitroim, if we would say Kishatarim Lo Yivarech, have a shliach do it. That's what he should do. Yeah, a deaf person should have a shliach do it for him with the proper bracha. Yeah, yeah. Well, we're certainly not telling him to eat tevel. Right, but yeah, that's the idea. Since he cannot hear the bracha properly, better to have it done properly with the bracha, have a shliach do it. Okay. So in other words, we see that really what Rav Chisda has an agenda here, right? The reason that he's coming and making this twist, that Rav Yossi said it only about the Arais, it's not about the Rabbanan, is because he does not want to attribute this Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda. He wants to leave Rabbi Yehuda as a real Mako, as saying that it's actually okay not to hear it even lechatchila. Lechatchila, you can whisper Kriya Shema under your breath. So now the Gemara says, why is he insisting on that? Why is he attributing this Mishnah, the B'di'evet Mishnah to Rabbi Yossi? Dilma Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it is Rabbi Yehuda. That would seem to be more straight. The Omar Gabe Kriya Shema Nami. And indeed, he says about Kriya Shema as well. Maybe about Kriya Shema also, he meant not that you can say Kriya Shema without hearing it in the first place. He meant that with Kriya Shema, v'di'evet, it's okay if you didn't hear it. And if that was his intent, then he works perfectly with the Mishnah in Truma. Kriya Shema and Truma, the same thing. L'chatchila, you should hear it. V'di'evet, if you didn't, it's okay. What's that? Oh, well, we haven't proved it. The Gemara is wondering. We're going to try to infer, not prove, but we're going to try to show now an implication that he meant v'di'evet. That's really the big puzzle here. That's really what this whole Gemara is revolving around. Let's note that. Instead of getting confused with the details, that's really the central question here. What did Rabbi Yehuda mean? Right? That's why we're getting into all this. Who does that Mishnah represent? Is it Rabbi Yossi? Is it Rabbi Yehuda? What did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said, with Kriya Shema Yotze? Did he mean it's fine to do it in the first place? Or did he mean b'di'evet it's okay? So now let's see. We're going to suggest now that when Rabbi Yehuda said Yotze, he only meant b'di'evet. He did not mean that you could do it in the first place. Teda. Now we're going to infer that from the following. Diktani. What did the Mishnah say? Hakoyren. The Mishnah's wording was, if a person lays Kriyashma without hearing it, he's Yoytze, right? That implies after the fact. Otherwise it would say, Kaire Adam Kriyashma. A person is allowed to say Kriyashma without hearing. The Mishnah didn't say it that way. The Mishnah presented it as an after the fact case. If a person said Kriyashma without hearing it. The implication is as follows. If you're coming to say that a person is allowed to do that, there's a different way of saying it. Say one may recite. Why does it word it that way? Say one may recite Kriyat Shema without hearing it. Why does it say one who recites is Yoytze? When you talk in terms of Yoytze and not Yoytze, the implication is the guy did it. Now what's the story? Why not say one may? What's that? That's what we're asking. Why doesn't it say one may recite? Why doesn't it say one may recite? The implication is no, you shouldn't be doing it. But the guy is doing it. He's not asking us. Right? The implication of the Mishnah is that the question is only if he's yotze or not. He's not asking us if he should do it. Right? We're beyond that. We're only at the question of, is he yotze or not? That's usually the way the Mishnahs work. If they want to tell you something is mutar l'chatchila, they say, one may do such and such. When the Mishnah talks in terms of whether a person is yoytze or not, the implication usually is that he's yoytze b'dievet. It's not something to be done in the first place. If you can do it in the first place, we don't talk about whether you're yoytze. We say you can do it. What's that? It would work better if it was past tense, yeah. But it's still the same idea. Yoytze, or not yoytze, always implies after the fact. For example, I'll give you an example. The first mission in our Mesechta. The first mission in our Mesechta said, Me'emosai Kurin Nishma Barov. From when does a person recite Kriya Shema at night? Why didn't the Mishnah say, from when is a person yoytze if he says Kriya Shema at night? The Mishnah didn't say it that way, right? Why? Because that would mean, well, when are you yoytze b'dievet? No, we want to know, when can you go ahead and read? Whenever we talk about yoytze, not yoytze, the implication is b'dievet. If we're not talking b'dievet, we say, you go ahead and do it. That's how we could have termed this mission also. Koyrei adam kriyashma b'li lashmeh la'ozom. You may go and read kriyashma without hearing it. So therefore, the implication of the mission is b'dievet. So the Gemara says, not necessarily. Amri. So if so, yes, we're trying to infer from the Mishnah itself that Rabbi Yehuda actually meant that you shouldn't do l'chatchila, but after the fact, you're yoytze. The Gemara says, Amri, it's not true. You're right that the Mishnah talked in terms of b'dievet, but that still does not necessarily have bearing on Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Why? Hai diktani akoyre. It could be that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would say, Kairei Adam, you can go ahead and read it inaudibly. Why did the Mishnah say, well, if you did, or one who does, is Yoytze or not Yoytze? Lo idiach al koichid Rabbi Yosef. We wanted to stress the extent of Rabbi Yosef's sheep. The Omad Dieved Nami Lo Yotze. We talked in a case of Dieved in order to stress that even Dieved, Rabbi Yosef says it's no good. Meaning, the other option would have been to say it as follows. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we could have said, a person may recite Kriya Shema inaudibly. And then how would it continue? Rabbi Yossi would say a person may not. But a person may not would not imply that you're not Yoytze. It would imply that you shouldn't in the first place. We want the... Yep, this is classic Gemara. But that... You have to remember that we have the luxury of reading it inside. When they formulated the Mishnayos, It was formulated with the understanding that people are going to have to be reviewing it and memorizing it and retaining it in internal memory forever. So therefore, they made a point of being as concise as they possibly could, relying on the fact, this is amazing, look at all the dissecting that's going on here, relying on the fact that it would be properly dissected. Okay. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, because you know what? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu lechatchila nami yotze. Might be yotze even lechatchila. So if so, where we stand now is, this is what Rav Chisda is trying to say. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can do it lechatchila. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're not yotze b'dieved. Aye, we have a mission that says, lechatchila you shouldn't make the bracha, but you're yotze b'dieved. So since Rav Chisda wants to insist Rabbi Yehuda holds the Chatchila, he's going to say, well, that mission is Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi, the Raisa says you're not Yotze, and the Rabbanan he says, B'dieved, it's okay. So if so, I just want to note where we stand now. When it comes to the Raisa, we have two extreme opinions. There's no middle of the road opinion. Right? Where we stand now is Rabbi Yehuda who says, according to our current understanding, even the Chatchila, you can say it inaudibly. And we have Rabbi Yossi who says that even with the Evi, you're not Yotze. That's where we stand now. Two extreme opinions, no middle of the road. The middle blank that we discussed is not occupied. So now the Gemara says, B'mai ukimta ki Rabbi Yossi. So you want to attribute that mission in Trumas that talks about the Evi to Rabbi Yossi. And therefore you're leaving it. The Rabbi Yehuda holds the Chatchila, Rabbi Yossi holds you're not Yotze. And there is no middle of the road opinion in Deoraisa, right? You have the two extreme blanks filled, the middle blank is not filled. If so, how are you going to explain the following? Ve'eloho detanya. If so, regarding the following braisa. Lo yevorech adam birkas hamozin beliboy. A person should not say birkas hamozin in his heart, meaning, without hearing it. But if you did say Birkas HaMazon without hearing it, you're Yotze. Now Birkas HaMazon, what's its status? Is it Deoraisa or Derabbanan? Deoraisa. And here we clearly have an anonymous middle of the road opinion, right? Says L'chatchila nobody ever not. The way we have things set up, it's not going to match up with anybody. Rabbi Yehuda says L'chatchila it's fine. Rabbi Yossi says, even with the Evid, it's no good. What are we going to do with this mission? This mission is now inattributable. Is there such a word? Can't be attributed to anybody. But incompatible. That's it. So, Mani, who's this opinion? Loi Rabbi Yossi veloi Rabbi Yehuda. Can't be Rabbi Yossi, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Dei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'omah lechatchila namiyot. He says, even lechatchila you can say it inaudibly. Here, Rabbi Yossi, and according to Rabbi Yossi, the Eved namiloy. You can't be the Eved either. So, what do we do with this Mishnah that strikes the middle balance? So, really, this is not difficult in and of itself. But the implication is a difficulty against Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was the one who was insisting that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the Chatchila you can say without hearing it. Now, we are forced to acknowledge that there is an opinion that says that the Chatchila you should not, but the evidence is okay. If so, it would seem that we have to readjust our understanding of Rabbi Yehuda and say, no, Rav Chisda was wrong. Rabbi Yehuda meant that you're Yotze Kriya Shema B'dieved. Nobody says you can do it L'chatchila. Rabbi Yehuda says B'dieved, and if so, we're able to match up the Mishnah about Birkas HaMazon. Mishnah about Birkas HaMazon works. It'll fit with our newly revised Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what this question is really suggesting. If we find someone who says that the Chatchila you should not bench inaudibly, but with the Evid you are, we have no choice but to say that must be Rabbi Yehuda, and this therefore resolves our question. He meant that you yotze with the Evid, not the Chatchila. So the Gemara says, is that what you want to construe? Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda. So what are you saying? You want to solve your problems by attributing this Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore establishing that Rabbi Yehuda said only b'diyeved, and nobody said you can do a lechatchila? Right? We're moving the blank over. Right? B'diyeved in lechatchila loy. He said only b'diyeved, not lechatchila. Fine. So now you have it nice and neat. Rabbi Yossi says you're not yotze b'diyeved. Rabbi Yehuda says lechatchila not b'diyeved, yes, and therefore both by Kriya Shema and by Birkas Hamazon works fine. And nobody holds a chatchila. So let's see. We're going to run into a checkmate. Ela hadit tani. If so, let's throw another brisa into this challenge. That's what we're going to be picking, shooting brises from all around Shas. Ela hadit tani Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. The brisa. The Rabbi Yehuda, Breid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi cited, that says, Cheresh hamedaber ve'eino shemeya, a deaf person who hears but can't, sorry, who speaks but cannot hear, Toirem lechatchila, he can do truma lechatchila. Oh, now we have set up the checkmate. Here we have an explicit shita that holds that it's fine to say it inaudibly lechatchila. Mani, who's that going to work with? Layer of Yehuda, the layer of Yasi. The way you have it set up now, it's not going to work with Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yasi. Here, Rabbi. What's that? Yeah, that was before. That's right. That's how Rav Chisda wanted to set it up in the first place. That's right. According to him, this will work well. But now the Gemara is trying to say, no, maybe not. Maybe it's really Rabbi Yehuda who holds in the Oraisa and the Rabbanon the Lechatchila not b'diavad, yes. Rabbi Yehuda always holds that b'diavad not. So if so, we're showing, according to that understanding, we're going to run into a problem with this here Mishnah. Because here Rabbi Yehuda amad b'diavad in Lechatchila loy. Rabbi Yehuda says only b'diavad, not Lechatchila. Here Rabbi Yehuda amad b'diavad nami loy. Rabbi Yossi said, the Eved Nami, also not. So I just want to show here, there's a lot of details here, but really, what we have here is a clear picture. Right now, the Gemara has effectively set up a checkmate. What, at first glance, seems like no way out. The whole time, we were wondering what Rabbi Yehuda says, and therefore, based on all the Mishnayos we find, we'll decide whether he held the Chatchila with the Eved. Right? But now, we're stuck with a situation where we have two Tanoim, and clearly three Shitas on the matter. And we have only two Tanoim to match it up to. That creates a checkmate. Because we know that Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotze B'diyeved. Rabbi Yehuda, we're not sure if he said L'chatchila B'diyeved. But we have all three possibilities have been established in front of us. There is a Mishnah that says that Birkas Hamazon, not lichatchila, not to hear it, but b'diavad it's okay. And now we have another Mishnah that says that when it comes to bracha, even lichatchila, you're allowed to say it without hearing it. So we're stuck. Which way are you going to take Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda can't fill both blanks, so we're stuck. So we're going to have to somehow find a third Tana on the matter. Right now we only have two Tanaim, and we have three clear blanks that must be filled. So we have to find a third Tana on the matter. That's the only way out. So right now, that's basically what the Gemara is doing. It's putting a wanted ad in the classifieds and saying, we need a Tana to come and resolve our problem, and either say that lechatchila you can do it, and then we'll attribute this last Mishnah to him, this price, or you should say, but the evidence is okay. And then we'll attribute the lechatchila Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda, and we'll attribute the evidence Mishnah is to this new anonymous Tana. So let's see, the Gemara is going to find its man. So the Gemara says, Elo le'oilam Rabbi Yehuda. You know what? Yes, that brisa that says that even the chatchila you can say things inaudibly is Rabbi Yehuda. Aye, what do we do with the Mishnah about Birkas Hamazon? That says the chatchila not in the Eved, yes? But like Kasha, it's not a contradiction. Yes, we're going to pull in a third Tana. Hadidei Hadirabei. There's Rabbi Yehuda's own personal opinion. He holds, even lechatchila you can say things without hearing them. But his Rebbe, as we'll see in a moment, holds that lechatchila you should not, b'diavad your yotzei. And he's the one who we're going to use to fill the blank of the Mishnah about Birkas HaMazon. Ditnah, as it says in the following Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Oh, so here we're already seeing a third player, Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hakreya Shema, the person says Shema, he already says explicitly, Sarich Sheyashmiya Le'oznoi. He should, or must, hear it with his ear. Shenema, as it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Aleikeinu Hashem Echad. Shema, you should hear it. So he holds it, yes, you should hear it, but b'diyevet, he holds it's okay. He doesn't say this in the Mishnah explicitly, but that's how we're construing it. He holds you should hear it, but b'diyevet, it's okay. So therefore, yes, we've managed to fill all three blanks. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even lechatchila it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, holds lechatchila not b'diyevet, it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda holds even b'diyevet not. Now that we've shown this sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we're going to continue the price. Omar le Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Harayu Aimer. You're saying that you have to hear it in the first place? Harayu Aimer. But the pasuk says, Asher aneichim etzavecho hayoyim alevavecho. These things shall be on your heart. That's the main thing. Acha kovana salev heinein advar. It all just boils down to thinking it in your heart. No, you don't have to hear it. So, if so, actually we're seeing this brisa is really what we've been looking for the whole time. Right? Up till now we had two blanks and we weren't sure how to fill it. Right? We had Rabbi Yehuda, just one Tana, who says, you're yoytze, we didn't know, does he mean lechatchila b'diyevet? Now we have a brisa that explicitly presents us with a shita that holds, you need to hear lechatchila, but the evidence is okay, and the shita that holds, even the chatchili can say it inaudibly. So the truth is, now all of our problems are solved. And that's what the Gemara now concludes. If so, we can stop wondering about Rabbi Yehuda. Don't worry about Rabbi Yehuda. Now we have already enough tanoim to fill all the blanks we need. Hashtadas islahachi. Once we have encountered this braisa, that's all we need. Then what Rabbi Yehuda meant is less of a critical question. Coming to Rabbi Yehuda held like his Rebbe. He probably held like his Rebbe. That you should hear it lechatchila. When he said in the Mishnah, he'd say meant b'diavad. V'loy kasha. And what's with that other Mishnah about the bracha that said lechatchila? It's okay. Harav Meir, Harav Yehuda. Now we have someone else, a new player to fill the blank with. Rabbi Meir clearly said that it's okay lechatchila to say Kriya Shema without hearing it. So let's let the dust settle. Where do we stand now? Where we stand at the end of the day, according to the Gemara's conclusion, is that we have three opinions. We started the sugya with two. We kicked up a lot of dust. By the time the dust settles, we have three. We have the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says it's fine lechatchila to say things inaudibly. We have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who say lechatchila you should hear what you say, but b'diavad you yotze without. We have Rabbi Yossi, who says even b'diavad it's no good. So there we have managed to fill. Again, leave it to the Gemara. We made out of two opinions, we managed to fill three blanks, and we're even left with change. We ended up with four tanoim on the matter instead of the original two. I guess that's another understanding of the bracha of Pru Urvu. We should be fruitful and multiply. Started with two tanoim, we ended up with four. Okay. Now that we got the idea, the Gemara says, okay, you got it now, it's a little confusing. You got it now, let's do it again. Basically, the Gemara is going to take us through this process again, but from a different angle. But at least now we're a little more used to it, so this will serve as a useful chazara, but from a little bit of a different angle. So again, we're going back to our Mishnah. We have the two shitas. Rabbi Yossi says, you're not yet even b'diavad. Rabbi Yehuda says something ambiguous. two potential understandings of Rabbi Yehuda. The Katkhila or Bidiyev. Tanan Hassan. Now we're going to throw in a different Mishnah. We're really touring Shas today. It says in a Mishnah elsewhere. This is in Megillah. Hakol Ksherim Likrosis HaMegillah. Everyone is valid to read the Megillah. Anyone can read the Megillah. Chutz Mecheresh Shoyte V'Kotah. With the exception of a deaf person, an insane person, and a child. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Kotah. Rabbi Yehuda says a child is okay. Now, our Mishnah said that a deaf person is no good. Meaning, if you don't hear what you're saying, it's no good. Now, man tana cheresh dieved nami lo. Who is this shita who holds that even b'dieved, a deaf person is not yoytzeh because they didn't hear it? Amar Rav Masna. So Rav Masna says, this one is a no-brainer. Right? Mishnah says a deaf person won't do. Rabbi Yossi, this is obviously the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, it's not. As it says in the Mishnah, HaKoreh Shema V'lo Yishmiah Liosnoi. If a person says Shema without hearing it, Yatsa, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, is Yotze according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Yatsa. Rabbi Yossi says, he's not Yotze. Huh? So this seems to be a no-brainer. If the Mishnah disqualifies a deaf person for the Megillah, even with the Eved, it's obviously following the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, we're going to question that. There's no question that it's true. If it says with the Eved, that's Rabbi Yossi. But is that really what the Mishnah says? Did the Mishnah mean to say, it said that a deaf person does not qualify? But that might mean in the first place. Why are you being so quick to attribute this Mishnah to Rabbi Yossi v'dieved nami loy, and to construe that it means that you're not Yossi even v'dieved? Is that necessarily what this Mishnah meant? Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, maybe this Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. How can he say that person is no good? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that a deaf person should not do a chavchila b'dieved, he's okay. And that's what the Mishnah Megillah meant. When it said that a deaf person is not qualified, it meant he's not qualified l'chavchila. Ha'dieved shapir doni. But b'dieved, it's okay. So here, we have a double question. When the Mishnah Megillah said that a deaf person doesn't qualify, then it means l'chavchila b'dieved. And accordingly, we have another question. Remember, when Rabbi Yehuda said, you yoytze, did he mean l'chavchila b'dieved? So we're saying, maybe the answer to both questions is, Rabbi Yehuda said, only b'dieved, you yoytze. And therefore, that Mishnah Megillah can follow him. And when it said, a deaf person doesn't qualify, it meant l'chavchila, but b'dieved, it's okay. So the Gemara says, lo yisalka daitach. No. Don't bring the Mishnah Megillah into this mess. The Mishnah Megillah is clear. When it said a deaf person is disqualified, it means even b'dieved. Diktani cheresh dumi the shayte v'kata. Because the Mishnah bunches a deaf mute together, a deaf person together with a child and an imbecile. And there we know clearly, ma shayte v'kata d'yeved namilay. Just like a child and an imbecile can be mitzi even b'dieved. So presumably it's all just one package, and when it says that person is disqualified, it means even b'dieved. So therefore, no, there's no room to wonder about what the Mishnah in Megillah meant. It clearly meant that a deaf person is not good even b'dieved, and therefore it's obviously following Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, no, that's no proof. Dilma haki de'isa v'haki de'isa. Yes. Maybe the Mishnah meant, it's listed three things, but each of the three has a different status. The deaf person is disqualified l'chatchile, but the evidence is okay. And the imbecile and the child are disqualified even with the evidence. And therefore, yes, it might be Rabbi Yehuda, and he might be saying that a deaf person is disqualified b'chatchila, but he's okay with the Yevid. So the Gemara says, "Umi matzis l'uch mekar Rabbi Yehuda." Can you possibly suggest that where it says a deaf person, imbecile, and child are disqualified, it's following Rabbi Yehuda? It means b'chatchila. Bami diktani sefer. But that very Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. After it started by saying that a deaf person, imbecile, and child are disqualified, it says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a child is okay. So, Michlal dereisha lav Rabbi Yehuda. That indicates that obviously the beginning of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. So you cannot attribute the beginning of the Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, it must be Rabbi Yossi. And it must mean that a deaf person cannot be Yossi even with the Yehuda. Well, the Gemara still doesn't leave it at that. V'dilma kula Rabbi Yehuda. No, maybe the whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. V'trei gavni katan. How can Rabbi Yehuda say a child is no good and then come back and say a child is good? Yes, maybe Rabbi Yehuda said that. Child is no good and a child is good. What did he mean? He meant that there are two different categories of child. Maybe the Mishnah is missing a little bit. There's a little bit that needs to be inserted. And you have to read it like this. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda is saying in a coherent way that a child is no good and a child is good. How's that? Everyone qualifies to read the Megillah except the deaf person, the imbecile, and the child. When does that apply, that a child is disqualified? If it's a child that is not yet of chinuch age. But once a child is of chinuch age, afilo lechatchila kasha, he can be mighty others even lechatchila. Give Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So therefore, yes, he said both. Child is no good and a child is good. Rabbi Yehuda, makshir b'katan. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a child is okay. Meaning, we're differentiating. A very small child can be mighty. Once a child is of age, he can't be mitzvah, and therefore the whole Mishnah can still be Rabbi Yehuda. And when he said that person is no good, he meant lechatchila. I'll just note, how could it be that a child, even a child who's of chinuch age, can be mitzvah adults? After all, a child is not mechuyev. So the answer is that he is mechuyev. You see, mechuyev in the Rabbanon, right? Chinuch is the Rabbanon. Children should be keeping things with their Rabbanon. What's that? Oh, okay. So I'm in it. So therefore, you're right. If he's only mechuyev with their Rabbanon, he cannot discharge adult obligations with their Oraisa. But since the whole chiyuv of Megillah is only their Rabbanon plus their Rabbanon equals, okay, child is their Rabbanon. Coming and discharging an adult's chiyuv with their Rabbanon, that's okay. Jonathan is asking a good question. Generally, the understanding of the chiyuv of chinuch is not that the child is actually obligated. Child, you can't obligate a child to do anything. A child doesn't have das. It means that the father is obligated to be mechanech the child. So, if so, how can you say that a child can be mighty because of mighty is fulfilling their Rabbanon? The child is not mechuyev at all. You have a person who is completely not mechuyev who's reading. Right? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the answer to this question is. My suggestion would be that, you know what, you're right. The point, the reason you're yotzei here is not because the child himself is yotzei midirabanan, but rather because the father having the child read is fulfillment of midirabanan, and therefore that can discharge the other adult's obligation midirabanan. I don't know. That's a twist. We would say that the question is better than the answer, but it's an educated question. Oh, very good. Jonathan is asking, the mathematics is still not equal. Because we're saying, since a child is only derabanan, he can discharge an adult who's derabanan. But in the child's case, it's a double derabanan. He's only obligated with derabanan. And the whole chiyuv of Megillah is only derabanan. So it's derabanan squared, which makes it much weaker. the adult is just the plain derabanan. So it's still a weaker obligation. So the truth is that Tosfos says that that is actually the reasoning of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama holds that why does the Tanakhama say that a child can't be mitzi? Because of this very reason. Even though it's both only derabanan, but the child is a double derabanan. Therefore, his obligation is weaker than that of an adult, and he can't be mitzi. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda holds derabanan is derabanan. There's no levels of derabanan. Okay. So if so, where do we stand? Where we stand now is that we want to suggest that this Mishnah in Megillah means that a deaf person should not be mighty l'chafchil. But for the evidence, it's okay. And we are going to match that with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that in our Mishnah, you yoytze kriyashma. And we're going to construe that Rabbi Yehuda meant you yoytze kriyashma b'di'evet. But l'chafchila, not. And therefore, it's exactly the same as Megillah. In both places, l'chafchila, you shouldn't be reading it inaudibly, b'di'evet you yoytze. So now, the Gemara basically goes through the same process it went through before. B'mayu kimtik Rabbi Yehuda. What? You're attributing this to Rabbi Yehuda? And therefore you're saying that the Eved in l'chatchil aloy, that when Rabbi Yehuda says your yoytze only meant the Eved, l'chatchil you should not read Kriyat Shema audibly? Is that what he meant? Eloha detani. If so, how do you explain the following b'raisa? The b'raisa says, Rabbi Yehuda b'raid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, cheresh ha-medaber ve'ena shemea terem l'chatchila. This should sound familiar. Right? We're saying that Rabbi Yehuda, the most lenient opinion, holds it's only b'di'evet. But this b'raisa says that a deaf person can separate truma even l'chatchila. He can say the bracha inaudibly l'chatchila. Mani, whose opinion is that? Le'i Rabbi Yehuda ve'le'i Rabbi Yosi. This does not seem compatible with Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosi. Hear Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the eved din l'chatchila lo'i. Where we stand now, we're maintaining that he holds only the d'evad you can be yotze, but he's not coming and telling you in the first place you can say it inaudibly. And according to Rabbi Yosi, even with d'evad you're not yotze. So who are you going to match to this brisa that says that truma, a deaf person can make the bracha even l'chatchila? So it must be that no. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even with Chatchila you can say a bracha inaudibly, and therefore the mission of Megillah is not following him. So the Gemara says Elamai Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you want to suggest? That it's Rabbi Yehuda who says that a deaf person can make the bracha b'afilo l'chatchila nami? He holds that even with Chatchila it's okay. Eloha d'tanya. So we go back to the same checkmate that we had before. How will you explain the braisa that says, "Lo yivorech adam birkas hamazon b'liboy"? A person should not say kriyashma. Birkas hamazon by heart, so in his heart, b'birach yotza. But if he did, he's yotza b'di'evet. Mani, whose opinion is that? Le'i Rabbi Yehuda ve'le'i Rabbi Yosi. Not following Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosi. Once again, Rabbi Yehuda amar l'chatchila l'chatchila nami. You want to say now that Rabbi Yehuda says that even l'chatchila you can say things inaudibly. Whereas Rabbi Yosi said even b'di'evet you're not yoytze. So this brisa that says that l'chatchila you should not recite Birkas Hamazon in your heart, but b'di'evet you're yoytze, falls between the cracks. So it's the same checkmate as we had before. We don't know whether Rabbi Yehuda holds b'di'evet or l'chatchila, and we have a blank representing each possibility with no one to fill it. By Truma we see that even the Chatchila it's okay. By Birkas Hamazon we see that the Chatchila and Apa, but the Eved, yes. So we'll just conclude as we said before. La'olam Rabbi Yehuda. Now, it is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Ba'afilo the Chatchila nami. And yes, he held that even the Chatchila it's okay to say it inaudibly. The Laikashim. What are we going to do with the Brisa of Birkas Hamazon that says not the Chatchila? Not a contradiction. Hadi day, hadi rabbe. Yes, he personally holds that l'chatchila it's fine, but and therefore he said about truma that person can make the bracha l'chatchila. His rabbi holds that only b'di'evet, and he's the one who said that Birkas Hamazon you're only yotze b'di'evet. The Tanya, as the Braisa said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishma Rabbi Elazar Ben Azaria, Hakere Yeshma, person says Shma, Tzorich Sheyashmia Lo Oznoi. He has to hear what he's saying, Lechatchila, Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, Shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amar Lo Yomeya, Yomeya said, like we saw before, don't tell me that you have to hear Kriya Shema. The Pasuk says the main thing is that it has to be in your heart. It just goes by your heart. And therefore, yes, in this price that we see once again, that both blanks are represented. Rabbi Beleza is saying that you have to hear it. Rabbi Meir is saying that even you don't have to hear it. And therefore, now that we've reached this point, even if we'll say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rebbe, that l'chatchila you should hear what you say, but yevet it's okay. Loikasha, it's still not a contradiction. Who's the one who says that even l'chatchila it's fine? Or Rabbi Yehuda or Rebbe? Rabbi Yehuda, yes, he says l'chatchila you should hear it, but the yevet it's okay if you didn't. Rabbi Meir says even l'chatchila it's okay. So we really just concluded in the same way. We end up with these three opinions. Rabbi Meir says l'chatchila you can say things inaudibly. Rabbi Yehuda says l'chatchila not, but the yevet yes. Rabbi Yossi says even with the yevet not. What the halacha is, we're going to start with next time. Well, at this point, already let it out of the bag. The halacha is l'chatchila not, but the yevet yes.